Baruch Halacha and Chodesh Halodos.
Wednesday night,
or Luchas Tishrei. Okay, in case someone has to eat on Yom Kippur for health reasons, or a cotton's eating, so I'll just go over a few things about eating. You don't make Kiddush, even if it's Shabbos. There's no Kiddush on Yom Kippur, even if it's Shabbos. You do wash if they're eating bread, so you do have to wash, and you wash until the wrist, and you make on the Tilish Adayim. No Kiddush, yes washing. No Lechem Mishnah. No Kiddush, yes washing, no Lechem Mishnah. You say Ritzei and Yalaviyavo in benching. Only say Ritzei if it's Shabbos. That's it this year. So no Kiddush, yes washing. No Lechem Mishnah, yes Ritzei and Yalaviyavo. You don't bench over if you forgot Ritzei or Yalaviyavo, because there's sort of no chiyuv to eat pas on Yom Kippur. So you don't bench over. And that's it. Those are the rules. And food is not mukta to someone fasting. Not only is it not mukta, but we're not choshesh that in handling food he might come to eat it. That's another possible chashash. So we don't have such a chashash. No kiddush, yes washing, no lechem mishnah, yes ritzei yalaviyavo, but you don't bench over if you forgot it. And now we're going to learn some chayvus halvavus. We're in Shara Precious. And the chayvus halvavus says, all these speeches are very nice, and when you start your career in Precious from Dvarim HaMutarim, start with your tongue, with your mouth, with talking. That's the very first thing you should be Porish from, because that's the thing that's the easiest. It's easiest to talk. And you should practice Precious until it's harder for you to talk than the most difficult exercise. Let's say you find it difficult to do a knee bend. I don't know what a knee bend is. What's a knee bend?
Bend your knees.
Bend. That's all? Maybe that's not so hard. To do a chin-up. It should be harder for you to talk than to do a chin-up. He says, the most difficult thing to do with your Evarim should end up being easier to do than to talk. Because Mavis V'chaim Be'at HaLashon, it's so easy to make someone feel bad. It's so easy to talk Lashon Hara. And at best, you can Dvarim B'Teilim, and it's time better spent doing other things. And he gives now V'da. You should know Shani Higdamtev Al Shor Chushim Veivorim. I put that above all other things in the world that are eating, sleeping. I put that first among anything else. Machmas Kashi Dover Zebo Al Shor. It's the heaviest. Fish also Achosid. That's what David HaMelech did. You know, Mi Oish Achovitz Chayim Nasol Shoncha Meira. And then he said Sur Meira Vasei Tov. So, you know, it's like Ma'ashem Shol, Miyim Chakim Liyiris Hashem, and then there's a whole laundry list. Our speaker Shabbos talked about it. So the Chavis Halvavus learns in the Pasuk that, of course, ultimately we're going to say Sur Meirah Va'asei Tov, but first, Nesol Lashon Chameirah. And that's, he's followed David HaMelech's example. V'yesh B'Sefreinu, and throughout the Sefer, really, min hazeru zalmiyot hadibur. I know in Shara Avodas Elokim, I mentioned, he says, don't go to extremes except in sleeping and talking. Then you should go to extremes. Mashlo ye olem, you can't hide from it. Machmas ribuyo, you persumo bo. It's very clear and obvious. And now the Chavis Halvavus gives us an exercise to do, which he very rarely does this. But now he does it, and if everybody who's listening to me or who's in the room would do this, you'll be astounded at the results. He says, if you think I'm being frum, or I'm exaggerating, or I'm trying to be out of the box, I'm trying to say something controversial, so you should remember it, but I'm not really serious, it's not that heavy. Merubi chatoi aloshon. Okay, I have you an eitza. Kabel al atzmucha. Here's what I want you to do, says the Chavis Halvavus. Lizkor mashaniflat min lashoncha biyomcha. Remember everything you said in the course of the day, which is pretty impossible, but now we have MP3 players. We can actually do it. We can record it. Remember everything you said throughout the day. Someone says good morning to you. So you say good morning back. But instead, you end up having a 3-minute conversation with him. For no reason. Remember everything you said. You dealt with people the whole day. I want you to remember everything you said. Also, if you can write it down, jot down, keep a record of every word you said that day. I say, then look at it at night. Either remember it, or if you wrote it down, read it. Focus on what you said. Again, if you have to remember it, or if you wrote it down, read what you wrote. The Mesha Taponi Balaila, at night, you know, you have time at night, you come home. You're gonna, he says, Va'oz Tira, you'll see that 90% of what you said was totally unnecessary, at best. Va'oz Tira, you'll see what I'm talking about. Mami Menu Hechrechi, what had to be said. Umami Menu Miyutar, and what was totally superfluous, irrelevant, stam, blah, 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 blah. Lo yo yelcha, that had no benefit. Stam talk. Uma mimenu nizko, and you'll also see actual problems, whether it's lashon hara or sheker or rechilus. Late amirin, he doesn't say it in the sefer. Late sonus. Vaoz, and then you'll see that I know what I'm talking about. Vaoz yizbar lecha chesroncha, you'll feel pretty bad. And you'll feel pretty embarrassed. Okay, we'll stop there.